You are listening to the Experience Points podcast for the week of October 13th, 2021. And remember, folks, mute all chat.
But not this show.
Not the show.
Welcome back to the Experience Points podcast. My name is Scott Juster.
I'm George Abor.
We are the co-creators of ExperiencePoints.net. It is a serious but not humorless conversation about video games. And this week we're talking about online conversations, in-game conversations. We're talking about, well, we're talking about maybe muting all of those conversations is what we're
yeah,
actually
man,
talking
just,
about.
Yeah, man, just put a lid on it, all right? Shut up for once!
Recent news broke that... okay, you tell me, actually. Is this...
Yep.
This is happening, and as is the source of many controversies, this is happening. This hails from League of Legends.
Yes.
And they're messing with slash all.
yeah, slash all chat. Yeah, so essentially the news is that they've decided to test this out in an upcoming patch, disabling all chat for everyone. Now, if you're unfamiliar with what all chat is, one, that's shocking, but maybe you only play single player games. I don't know. When you're in a game of League of Legends, traditionally, there are two different chats that you can participate in, right? One is team chat, which is basically the people on your team, so you can type things to them, since you're in all likelihood you're not on microphone with them unless they're your friends, right? So you could type like, you know, good game, or good job, or come to bot, or why the fuck did you flash alt, you fucking moron, that was so stupid.
Or get your good. Mother has suspect morals.
Yeah, like all kinds of insulting things, right? The same is for... It's true for all chat. So all chat is a chat that includes the enemy team as well, right? So you can say like good game, or you can taunt them. Now, Riot has decided to test this out because they want to see whether or not it is a vehicle for toxicity. And by disabling it, it will make a healthier community.
Wait, can we just stop and be like, yes.
Yeah, I mean... and-
experiment.
That's the weird thing. Like Polygon mentions like the reaction has been largely negative and like links to a Reddit thread. Which by the way, like I would not look at the League of Legends Reddit community as an accurate barometer. Like half of these motherfuckers on the Reddit community are the same ones that relish the toxicity in chat. And look, I'm gonna put that out there. I understand and respect that some people's comfortability with talk back and forth is higher than others, right?
Yeah, one person might see it as joshing around and the other person might see it as toxic or whatever.
Right, like smack talk in sports is a age-old thing, right? Like you're used to joshing it out there with the team. Right. I mean, even as a kid, I remember like hurling insults at the enemy team when you're in like a soccer match, right? But at the end of the day, you shake hands and it's good game. And in fact, if anybody violated that sacred handshake, like by spitting into their hand before a handshake, for example, that person was just now a legitimate asshole, right?
Yeah, you're not getting a juice box now.
Yeah, you're not. Yeah, yeah. Put that Capri Sun and the cheese stick down. So, like, I understand that some people are, you know, they're more comfortable with that and they like the opportunity to josh with the enemy team. But I think that you make a good point when you say yes, because I think it's pretty much patently true that the predominant value of all chat fundamentally is for smack talk, right? I mean, there's some comments in the thread that are like, oh, what about, you know, no more good luck, have fun at the beginning of a game, or GG, good game at the end of the game. Those are the two only examples that are like the kind and courteous reaction to other people, right? It's exceedingly rare to play a game where someone is like, wow, great outplay. You really read my map movements and countered my play. Like, that does not exist, right?
I really respect your jungling.
Yeah, like, exactly. and even if somebody typed that in, I would read that and immediately think that they're sarcastic assholes.
Exactly, yeah.
You know? Like, there is no world where the normal communication with the enemy team is going to be, like, a healthy contribution and conversation.
That's so funny, like the way that you put that in terms of essentially like what is the use case for enemy for all chat. I mean, because like really, if you break it down, how many people are either just truly want it for the sportsmanship of it or want to just shoot the shit. Like, hey, who's satisfied with their auto insurance? I'm really shopping around, you know, like, I mean,
yeah, yeah.
Like when, how that must happen next to never.
Yeah. I mean, I will do that sometimes in team chat. Well, I'll just be like, hey guys, what's up? How's your weekend going?
Right.
You know, and some, 'cause sometimes you get funny responses, you know?
Right.
Well, I mean, more often than not, it's people that are like, shut your pie hole and lane, you know, but
right.
Whatever.
So, I mean, okay. So they, is this, and is this out in production?
I don't know. I haven't actually
or whatever
spun up League of Legends. I think it's coming out in the next patch.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing around, you know, reaction to all chats removal has been largely negative, but that's, those are the people that would be negative anyway.
Exactly. Who would be negative in that chat? Now, I think a better criticism is that it's not actually solving the more fundamental problem, which is most of the toxicity is likely to come from your own teammates.
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But
there is a very funny Reddit comment in that thread that says, like, what they should do is just is just enable only enemy chat. So you can tell. So you could tell, like, your enemies to be like, hey, tell my team that they suck.
Yeah. Actually, you know what the best use case of all chat, now that I think about it? There have been many times where if someone in my team is flaming or they're just running it down bot and like suiciding and helping their team, or they're AFK, you could do a friendly reminder to the enemy team, hey, do us a solid, report Draven or report Ryze or report whatever player, right?
Yes.
Now, but I've also seen that used against me for just like, you know, if I die in 5 minutes, report this. Yeah, exactly. And they try to rally the enemy team to report me or something, right? Like,
man, that's
like, that's a more common and like worst case scenario. So yeah, I mean, I don't think that the use case is really here for that purpose. That being said, you know, there are other experiences where I think there was some value. Like, I remember fondly back in the day being a night elf stealthed over near, you know, Orgrimmar, or like in near a horde settlements where you could type in all chat and sort of taunt people that you're there. But there's a sort of like role-playing element to that, right? I mean, not only that it is a massive multiplayer role-playing game, but there's a sort of joy in playing those personas when you're interacting with people across the aisle, essentially.
Yeah.
But in a game of League of Legends, or really any sort of like competitive shooter, the value of talking to your enemy team is just not, it's just not there, you know?
Yeah, it's truly for psychological warfare or people that are just trolling, you know?
And so I had mentioned this before we started the podcast, but for several years now, I've already disabled all chat. This is an option that they provided in League of Legends quite a while ago. And they actually made it default for new players, that automatically you have to opt into all chat. Mm-hmm. And I never did. I turned it off as soon as I started really playing more competitively, like, you know, playing like weekly ranked games, because the honest truth is it's very easy for enemies to get into your head, you know, and tilting genuinely loses games. Like, more often than not, when I'm in a game of League of Legends and my team is tilting, I will say, like, everyone calm down, play your lanes, try not to die. Tilting loses games, right? And it's far more productive to be positive and optimistic, because even if being positive and optimistic isn't going to win you every game, I guarantee you that it will win you more games than being pessimistic.
Well, because actually, that's a good point, though. Like, is that a use case where you could, it's basically a meta, game mechanic of like getting in people's heads to win the game. So, like, could you argue that they're basically just like, oh, we're taking out a feature of the game that actually has a gameplay impact?
I guess, but the question is, do you really want that in your game anyway? You know, like, is that something that you want to encourage?
We talk about this with like sports and esports a lot, but like, you know, that's definitely a function of physical sports. I mean, you know, you watch the Last Dance, like, Michael Jordan was a legendary trash talker. Like, he was like just psychological warfare in every game he played, and like, that's just a part of the sport. And so it's interesting to think about esports, you know.
I guess what I would say, though, is that I understand that the Michael Jordan one is a good example, right? Because it is of a different era, right?
Yeah.
I think if you were to pick up a mic, right, and this does happen, where this happens in soccer sometimes, and people will be fined, right? Well, they will use racial epithets or derogatory insults to other players and targeted, right? Like, they will say awful things about each other's mothers, or they'll use homophobic slurs against other players, right? Like, that degree of smack talk, like, that's not smack talk anymore. You're just being a bigot on the field and using the heat of the game to justify your actions, right?
Right,
right. And they're fined because that's behavior that we don't want our athletes to embody, let alone sort of represent to the fans.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so I think in this day and age, like, yeah, there is a certain degree of wanting to sort of, I don't know, strut around and perform, especially in front of an audience, that, you know, you're better than these other people. But I think we have other options that are better than just alt chat, right? Like, League of Legends added the ability to emote, for example. Emotes are great insults because you can just pop up a little button and quickly there's like an emoji of like a cat crying, right? So you can be like, oh, how sad, or there's like salt, or, you know, there's various emoji that you can use in game that doesn't require alt chat to happen. And in fact, even in League of Legends, you can mute emojis from enemy teammates and your own team as well. You can mute some of these things to prevent it on your own. But like, that to me feels like a better solution for allowing healthy smack talk while still sort of putting a kibosh on the environment that allows people to be far more hateful, right?
Right.
Because the other thing with
toxicity.
Yeah, and the other thing with alt chat is it's really easy for it to become a spiral, right? Where one person answers and then the other person responds, and then it just fucking escalates. The last thing I want on my teammate is someone who's spending more time typing on their fucking computer than actually focusing on the match itself, you know? And that's why that mantra of like mute alt chat, remember mute alt chat, is something that people jokingly say as a reminder to genuinely take that action. So really, you know, pull themselves out and say, hey, what you should do in this competitive environment is focus on the game, get this match done, you know, think only about your own performance and your own skill, and don't worry about what the other teammates or enemy team is saying. I will very quickly mute my own teammates in League of Legends quite frequently. Yeah. And I'll tell them, like, if people are starting to get toxic, I'll type in like, hey, just, you know, muting you now.
Right.
And then done. and sometimes I don't actually mute them and they still will like stop talking because they think that I'm not listening, right? Which is great. Like, that's exactly what I wanted.
Wow.
And then I can still see.
That's their response to that?
Yeah. So sometimes I'll be like, hey, muting you now, because they can't tell if I've muted them. So I'll just say like, muting you now. And then I will stop responding to them and they won't troll me anymore. Right. Or they won't flame. I mean, again, I'm not like a total noob at League of Legends or something. I'm not, you know, I'm not getting flamed all games, but
it's just
this
part
is
of
something
the game.
That's happened.
Like anyone who plays the game will encounter it.
Right. And I've been playing for years and years and years. So I've encountered every kind of player in League of Legends that there is. Right.
Yeah.
And I actually do find some success saying I'm muting someone and they're not actually muting them because they believe that I've muted them. So they stop talking shit. But if they're typing things like MIA or something in chat, I'll be aware. And again, I think League of Legends, Riot has done a very good job of adding in like smart pinging systems to enable people to communicate a lot of the key messages that you need to know that people would be typing anyway. And I think that idea of evolving chat to become more ping-based and emoji-based is the fucking smartest thing that online multiplayer games have done over the past 3 to 5 years, really. Yeah. And I think is honestly one of the best solutions for solving the toxicity problem. Say what you will about disabling all chat or disabling even team chat, but empower players to mute and focus on the game, but still give them the tools to perform and communicate as needed. Like, that's the stuff right there.
I feel like League and Apex Legends were the like big ones that I found in there. I feel like Apex was like one of the like first person shooter examples that really got it right. And I see that stuff popping up in other games.
So I've been playing Back 4 Blood and they have a ping system where it's contextual, which a lot of games do now, right? If I'm looking at something and I hit Q, it will tag that thing, and then my character will make an audio bark saying what that thing is, like pills here, or first aid kit, or boomer, or whatever. I mean, all those are Left 4 Dead terms, but they apply. It's Back 4 Blood. Same shit.
I was about to say, it's like, tablets here.
Yeah, exactly. So like all of that stuff, that smart ping system works really well for you not to really need team chat. If you want to, you can also hold down a button and bring up a radio menu that has a bit more concrete pings, right? Like go here or wait or, you know, whatever, right? So to sort of better communicate to your team. Now, if you really needed to remind everybody, hey, we need to group up, or you want to make a verbal call out, audio for sure is the best way to do it.
Right.
But if you're playing solo, you know, if you're playing online with randos and you don't want to turn on team chat, the smart ping system goes a really long way for accomplishing what chat would have done already.
Right. How has it been in that game so far? Like, what's the balance been, or what has the tone been in the early days?
I mean, so far I've actually only interacted with like four people, because I must have been playing with friends that I know,
right?
Or bots. Like, the game is weird in the bot system because it doesn't always bring in actual people, and you just have like weirdly behaving AI.
That's weird.
But yeah, but the folks I've played with have been relatively cordial. Like, nothing was crazy or toxic or anything. I mean, some of them you can tell like this dude's probably just like high right now and being weird. But it's chill. I mean, but again, part of that is being in a co-op environment, right? Yeah. Where there's less toxicity, generally speaking. Right. I could definitely see audio going south, because just like in Left 4 Dead, certain behavior will trigger bad things happening, right?
If you woke up the witch or whatever.
And the witches, by the way, the hags in this game, are like enormous, terrifying monsters. They're not like the witches from Left 4 Dead, right? Mm-hmm. Or birds. If you startle birds, you'll call a horde, right?
Right.
So there are moments where it's on you. The mistake is on the individual person. And I could definitely see someone in audio chat, which is, by the way, is turned on, at least on PC, automatically. So someone could say, yo, what the fuck, and insult you or be toxic. But I think thus far, I would imagine to be few and far between. But I think that's just by virtue of the style of game that it is.
Are they mixing people in with PC and console folks in that game?
Yeah, it's crossplay as well. Yeah.
I wonder if that also is a driving force, because...
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
You know, there's just so many different audio setups. So it's like, people could be anywhere from their couch on a controller speaker to a gaming rig to a laptop on a train. Like, we're just going to prioritize nonverbal communication just because of the cross-platform nature, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point, actually. I hadn't thought about that. Yeah, because, I mean, if I'm playing on console, I'm almost definitely not putting on a mic unless it's people I know. Like, I don't want to fucking talk to... I mean, if I'm on my couch, I don't want to talk to you, you know?
That's my zone.
Yeah, this is me space, okay? This is self-care. So settle down there, Derek.
Do you recall going back to your discussion about emotes being a different way of approaching it? I recall at a certain point when we were playing a lot of Rocket League that the emotes got turned into sarcastic ones, where instead of like nice shot was like meant to be a sarcastic nice shot. So every time you know, miss something or own gold yourself or something, the opposite team would just spam nice shot, nice shot, nice shot.
Yeah. I mean, look, there's not an easy solution for all this stuff, right? Like, that's why we're still having this fucking conversation in 2021, all right? You and I grew up on AIM chat rooms where, like, people could just say the most awful shit, you know? Like, the reality is you won't curb all of this. You know, I've been playing a lot of Magic Arena, which similarly limits your communication to a few words that you could, like, emote out, essentially. Mm-hmm. Overwhelmingly, the one that I see the most is good game. When they're like, you know, it's clinched, right? Yeah. They know that it's clinched and the game is over, but it's all but over. And not because it's actually a good game, right? Or they'll counter something and they'll say, like, good game.
Right.
The other one is oops all the time. Like,
oh, no.
If they counter a spell, someone will say, like, oops. Oops, I'm sorry. Like, oops, did I just fucking ruin your day? Oops, did I just, like, shit on you? Oops. The other thing that is so funny that I kind of enjoy, like, so, for example, yesterday I was playing a match. And in Magic Arena, because there's so many steps, there's a very long timer that you can sort of run down the clock when you're making a decision. And sometimes people get super salty when you're stealing all of their creatures, as a blue player is wont to do. Mm-hmm. And they will just let the timer click down. They just want to waste your time because they're just salty about it, right? And there's an option for you to voice chat like your go to remind them, hey, it's your turn to make a decision and pass priority. Right. So occasionally I'll hit like your go. So I said your go. And they said, nice, good game, and then just kept the clock running, right? At which point, I just kept being like, oops, 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 back to them, knowing that, like, I didn't really care. My bad that you're fucking salty, and I just kicked your ass, right? Like, so, like, there's banter going on there. And, you know, 9 times out of 10, I'm fine with it. But, you know, look, you're always going to be irritated and pissed off about it, too. At the end of the day, my number one advice is if you think you are in the least bit sensitive about it, the mute option, man, like, it is so good. Like, mute your enemy teammates. There are many times, even in Arena, when I've had, like, a long day, I'm just, like, here, and I'm not up for it, or maybe I've lost, like, 4 matches in a row. I don't want to fucking hear a good game. I don't want to fucking hear oops. If there's a time thing, I'm just going to assume your internet got disconnected and you're playing on a toaster, right? So I will just go and click mute right off the bat so that I don't risk it at all. And even there are games, even in League of Legends, where I'll just mute everybody right away. Like, I don't want to hear it. I'm just here to play some ARAM. You know, I don't need a bunch of people's, like, jibber-jabber, you know?
Do you think that there are... One of the other comments that I saw thrown around was that the all chat was different depending on game mode, where it's like, oh, well, if you're disabling it across all game modes and ARAM, people are just kind of fucking around anyway. So, like, let it be more of a open forum for people to troll around in all chat versus, like, I don't know, maybe ranked matches or whatever. Like, you could, I mean, I don't know. How do you feel about, like, selectively disabling all?
That's a really good point. Yeah, I think keeping it on for some of the more fun game modes is not bad. Like, ARAM is, well, I don't know. I go back and forth on this, right? So ARAM, which I play a lot of, there are people, and I'll never understand this, who just really care a lot about winning ARAM. It's like, we randomly selected champions. Like, dude, I'm playing, like, you know, Urgot. Like, I would never in a million years pick this champion. I've literally played them like 7 times.
Right.
I don't give a fuck. I'm just here to have fun, right? But they get salty that you're not, I don't know, like, Faker or something, right?
Right.
Which I find weird. So there's still a level of competitiveness that you will always find someone that is toxic or aggressive in those scenarios. However, you're right. Like, I think shooting the shit with enemy team, I mean, that's perfectly fine in something like ARAM. I mean, there are frequently times when people will just sort of slash dance next to each other, you know, like, they could be fighting, but instead they're just, like, trolling and having fun because they know it's low stakes. So I'm totally comfortable with that. I do think that the idea of muting all in a ranked mode at a minimum makes a lot of sense, and opening up in those more casual modes makes more sense. I still think turning it default, so you have to opt in, is the right call. I think look, people don't want to go into menus. Like, there's a lot of people that will just never do that, and then they'll have a bad experience and never play your fucking game again.
Yeah. You know? There's definitely, like, a nudge factor where, you know, it's like you can impact people's behavior by defaulting them to something, you know, like defaulting people to be organ donors or something, or, like, defaulting them to contribute to their 401ks versus asking them to do it, you know? Like,
yeah, if you two great examples, all,
It could set people on a trajectory without hard removing it if that's not what you want to do.
Right. Because there's no way for you to set up yourself for success in a way that will foment positive conversation with the enemy team, right?
Right.
Like, what is there going to be, like, a question prompt, you know? Like, hey, like, what did your enemy team do? What have they been doing well so far? You know, like, isn't fucking quarterly reviews, you know?
Oh, we need an appreciation moment at the beginning and end of each match, you know?
Well, so,
like, you have to say 3 nice things about your opponent.
in the League of Legends on mobile, when you exit a game, it will automatically show you all 4 of your teammates, and you can give, like, kudos. And you could give kudos to all of them, right? Like, whoever you want, which is pretty effective. There used to be a system in League of Legends where you could praise the enemy team for their behavior, but they sunset that when they were working on some new system, and they never brought it back. So there's really no way to interact.
Didn't Overwatch have something like that too, or was it just teams? I forget if it was just your own team.
I think it was your own team, but maybe there was a functionality. Yeah, I don't know.
I do remember we went through a phase in multiplayer games, which, like, it sounds like this one that you're describing in League and Overwatch and, like, a couple others. We went through this weird phase where it was like, maybe if we praise people, or, like, we give people, you know, badges to hand out, then it would solve it, you know?
I mean, It is a good-hearted attempt at doing what is basically creating opportunities of delivering positivity, because there's a lot of opportunities to deliver negativity, right? So what are the affordances that you can provide to your players to be positive towards one another?
Right.
And I think being able to say kudos to the enemy team, like, I think that makes sense. But then, and again, inevitably, someone will just give thumbs up to the player that went like 0-25, you know?
Right.
And then what have you, you know?
Right.
Out of curiosity, what are your thoughts? Because I want to go back a little bit to the sort of Michael Jordan comment and athletes smack talk. What are your thoughts on smack talk from like a viewer perspective? You know, like, do you, is that something that you see in other sports when you watch? Is that something that you would be interested in say an esports match? Because right now in League of Legends, like, there is no all chat. Like, you're never going to watch someone type to the opposing team during a game, right? They're focused. But you do see people spam emojis or taunt with emojis, even people who will taunt using the like sort of slash dance maneuver, right? Like, someone playing Alistair will just like ring the cowbell, right, to troll.
Right.
And the emoji thing, it rubbed me the wrong way at first, because suddenly I saw players being showing like more, maybe not direct antagonism, because again, it's just silly emojis, but sort of flaunting or like shit talking in an actual competitive match that I'm watching more than I'd ever been used to seeing before. You know?
So I'm curious. How is that handled? Because I haven't seen enough of kind of the pro scene. Like, do they obscure any trash talk or do they comment on it? Like,
so there's no audio at all. Like, you will never hear audio.
Right.
I mean, sometimes you'll hear audio after a game when they release it, but usually almost always that's edited, right? So you would only hear the good stuff. So if you hear someone being like, wow, I don't know what the fuck the guy did, he just like totally fed, right? Or insulting things like that, you might not hear it. I mean, sometimes they say things that are like lighthearted, like, oh, like that top lane was so easy, you know, easy, things like that, right? But I mean, it's just also just genuine conversation amongst teammates. So you'll never type it out because there's no chat, right? Like, they're genuinely focused on playing the game. They're not going to be chatting. There's no chat window to read at all, right? It's a purely visual viewership experience.
Right.
The emojis, though, I don't think that there's any ban on what emojis you use, you know, or what like emotes that you use during a match. Those emotes you can select ahead of time. Maybe Riot bans certain emotes if they thought they were toxic or not, but I haven't noticed it in any significant way yet.
I mean, going back to your original question, though, I mean, it feels like that's one of the, I mean, I've only ever, it's so rare to experience it, when you're watching something on TV or watching a video of it or whatever, because most of the time there's, you know, the players are not mic'd up.
Yeah.
It's hard to catch that stuff unless you just randomly see it, and oftentimes in broadcast TV, they cut away because it probably has profanity in it and they don't want to piss off their advertisers or whatever. But
explain to me real quick, there's a penalty, right, in football for excessive celebration?
Yes.
Is that more about wasting time, or is that because they're trying to prevent showboating?
I don't know. Fuck, fine. I mean, like,
are you against this penalty?
Well, I mean, it's weird because the penalty that I think you're referring to is unsportsmanlike conduct. And like, what the fuck does that even mean? You know, like, yeah, I mean, it's just, it's so, like,
fundamentally vague.
Yeah, it's open.
Like, how many groin thrusts is allowed after you spike a football? You're like, I mean, three is fine.
The, I think that's a Key and Peele sketch or whatever, where like,
oh, they like do it like one more groin thrust.
I'm pretty sure it's a Key and Peele sketch where, you know, one of the football players is like, he's like, oh no, Bill, if he does another thrust, he's gonna get himself penalized. And then the camera like zooms in on like his crotch, and the ref is like looking at it from 1 inch away, and then it like slightly fidgets, and then he throws the flag.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that wasn't a thrust. You know?
I mean, it's a fair criticism, right? But I don't know. It's such a weird thing because it feels like, and again, correct me if I'm wrong, maybe there's not this general consensus, but we all know that there is a line, right? It's like pornography, right? Like, we don't know what it is, but we know it when we see it. We can't define it, but we know that there's something that we try to keep sacrosanct in athleticism, right?
Right.
In that we want this to be a positive experience, and there's a limit to how much negativity you can bring before you've crossed some line. You
know? I mean, I think that's the interest. I mean, that's why it's so gray, because oftentimes the people evaluating that are the referees or umpires, and they themselves are subjective and biased. And so it's like, where do you draw that? I mean, the thing that I do have some sympathy for, just from a sports playing perspective, is like, the closest I ever got to this was when I actually played tennis seriously in high school. And tennis is a very, very like mental sport where like half the time you lose, it's because you beat yourself versus someone beating you.
Yeah.
Like you went on tilt and you just messed up. And you can very easily send someone on tilt by like just a subtle glance or like a
like a wink
or just like a nice shot when it's clearly not a nice shot, or it's like, you know, like, I mean, you can very easily get in somebody's head. Yeah. And then because it's a one-on-one sport, there's no one else to help you get out of that spiral. Like you don't have a teammate, and that's just part of the game. Like it is actually called gamesmanship. Like that it's a known quantity in the sport, and it does have an impact on a game, and it's not necessarily done subtly. Like you're not supposed to do it, but there's no way to prove that you are doing it if you're doing it in a subtle way, you know?
Yeah. And so has McEnroe ever been fined for like too big of a wink? Or
I mean, there's definitely like people, you can get penalized for, you know, purposefully being unsportsmanlike or, you know, delaying the game to get in someone's head or whatever. But I mean, it's just part of it. Like sports are also psychological. So I do have a little bit of sympathy for that sort of argument. I mean, one of my other favorite examples is going back to the Chicago Bulls. They were facing the Utah Jazz, who had Karl Malone on their team. And his nickname was the mailman because he always delivered. Like he was a consistent guy. Like he would always
come rain, come snow.
Yeah. And then they were in the finals and it was a crucial game. And he got to shoot two free throws, and Scottie Pippen, forward on the Bulls, went up to him before he shot the shots. And, you know, it's a free throw, so everyone's just standing around waiting for, you know, someone to take the shots. He went up to him and said, "The mailman doesn't deliver on Sundays." And
then, oh, shit. Yeah. That right there is a dunk.
And he missed both shots. And, like, that was one of the turning points of the game. And so, like, that's, like, a legit, like that was a crucial play.
It was a Sunday game, I'm assuming.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Like it was like just one of the classic games. And so it's like, so you can't argue that it doesn't have a direct influence on the sport, and that it is just as there is a skill to both doing it and ignoring it.
Yeah.
That is part of athleticism. And so it's just so hard to know that line.
Like the burn must be sick enough, you know, like burn must be this sick in order to ride, you know what I mean? Like that's there should be a threshold for how good it is, you know? Burn, like how sickness. Much mustard. Yeah, like how sick was that fucking goof, you know? In order for it to actually be allowed. Like if your insult is banal, right? If you go up to someone who's like, "You suck, you're not going to make the shot." Fuck you, dude. Penalty, you're out of here.
More effort, foul.
Yeah, more effort, foul. But if you're like, "Damn, like, you know, the mailman doesn't deliver Sundays." Yeah. Like, come on, dude. I mean, you deserve an extra couple points just for that one alone.
Yeah, I just imagine there's like a peanut gallery of like judges that hold up scores like, oh.
I mean, look, that's what I want to see. Well, real quick, going back to the referee thing and like judging what does and does not qualify. What about the perspective that muting all chat is just a fucking excuse to abdicate the actual work, which is just fucking banning people that are actually toxic.
Right. I mean, I think that's the secret lesson of this, which is like, you know, like many technology oriented companies, huge video game developers are masters at throwing up their hands and saying, "We can't do anything." You know, whether it's social media companies or video game companies, there's definitely a long tradition of like, well, that's the community, you know? And so like, I 100% agree that like, there is much harder, but also probably more meaningful work that could be done to like, truly moderate your community.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I don't envy them having to make a decision like that, right? Especially a game like League of Legends that has been around for so long, right? Do you really want to start banning so many of your player base, you know? Right. Especially when it's like, look, let's just fucking mute them and call it a day. But I mean, that's the thing, is you haven't, right? Because like we said, that person who's no longer being toxic against the enemy team, he might start being toxic against his own team instead.
Right, right. I mean, that's the thing where it's... You've let it go for so long, like trying to undo that sort of like cultural baggage is like this immense amount of work that would require not just an army of people, but you would have to recruit allies from within your community, You know, yes, you'd have to get to the top players and the top streamers and basically have a top-down and grassroots movement of, like, trying to fix this, which is just a lot harder than removing slash all, you know?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. I mean, hey, go for it.
Yeah. Fascinating, though. It's always funny to check in on this and then immediately go take a shower afterwards.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what the next solution to toxicity comes out to be, because it is a war that we will face until the end of time.
I cracked the code. We're just going to have robots play other robots, and we're going to watch them.
I mean, watch all them bots develop just like mean insults. You know? Your mother was a toaster. Like, oh my God.
It chill becomes out, sentient R2-D2 and assholes.
Yeah. I mean, wasn't there ever a moment where C-3PO just dunked on Luke?
You don't know what R2 is saying. He's just beeping and booping the whole time. Like, yeah, he's it's probably just constant talking
hate
shit.
Speech. Yeah.
All right, let's leave it there for now. experiencepoints@gmail.com is our email address.
And experiencepoints.net is the website. If you want to talk your own shit, you can leave us a comment, leave us a review. Hopefully it's a good one.
As you long find as you us, do 5 stars, it's fine.
Five stars. Join the Admirals Club. You can find us wherever you find podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher. You know the places. Do us a favor, tell a friend.
We'll take sarcastic 5 stars, too. It all spends, baby.
It all spends.
All right, everyone. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you next week.
Ciao.